2014 Commodity Classic underway in San Antonio, Texas, and ran into our friends from Iowa, the Cowsers. And Tim Cowser, I'm going to talk to you first. Soil health has been a big issue, and you guys are doing a lot of things and leading the way on your farm. And tell me a little bit about what was going on today.
Sure. We're just really starting to be a part of the program, a leader in the program, trying to demonstrate a different way to improve soil health. There's a lot of benefits to it. This is not something that's new, that is extremely risky. This is something that's been around for a while, and it provides a way for people that where no-till does not work, it provides them a way to reduce their tillage, improve water quality, and sustain yield. And while doing all that, cut their input budget. So I can't sit here today and tell you exactly how that's going to look. One reason why it's difficult is because it's hard to benchmark. It's hard to measure. So that's one thing why we're really excited to be in partnership with Monsanto, is they're going to find ways that we can measure this and track it throughout the year. So it's pretty exciting to be a part of.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing specifically on the farm. I know when I was there, you guys had just started, I think you guys had just planted radishes?
Yep. We've gone into the cover crops, and they fit really well with seed corn or a corn-soybean rotation. And then they also work really good where we remove residue. And we've got DuPont cellulosic ethanol plant that will begin production here in 2014. So on those acres they remove stover, it's a great way to prevent fall tillage and plant a cover crop. But it's more than cover crops. There's so many ways to improve soil health. Just not using softer chemistries, not getting these pH spikes. Trying not to set it back and start over. Soils are always having to start over every year. If we can keep them alive longer throughout the year and get fertility deeper in the soil profile, that really helps, especially when we get a dry year.
Now, this is kind of a new concept for you, Bill, as you're one of the guys that no-till wasn't your favorite thing.
No, it wasn't. That's because of where we live, our topography, and also because in seed production it's not allowed. And so it's been one of those, I've been on the outside looking in my whole career. And now with Tim coming back and this new leadership that's in place, we've basically told this group of individuals to take us to the 21st century. So I guess the four things that I like to say when we start a project like this, it has to be renewable, it has to be environmentally friendly, it has to be sustainable, but most of all, it has to be profitable. And through this technology, I'm very excited with my age group, because our time's limited here, and to be able to bring the next generation in and give them the tools to work with and say, take us to the 21st century.
Well, I think that you guys are, you know, as we've talked in the past, you guys are doing a lot of changes, a lot of diversifying, and not necessarily changes, but just maybe growing the business even more.
Well, and we're very diversified between the livestock operations, seed production, and being able to work with different companies such as Monsanto, John Deere, Vermeer. It's really given us a lot of other tools that maybe some producers don't have to be able to experiment with this. And does this work in your situation? Because this isn't a one-size-fits-all. We're trying to develop a concept here where you can take a piece of this and apply it to your farming operation.
And Tim, you mentioned, you know, when you were on the panel talking about how to reduce costs, you see this as a cost-saving measure.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't entertain the idea if it didn't. And so that's probably first and foremost. And along with that, all the benefits you'll see in an adverse weather condition. So,
well, excellent. Well, it's great to run into you guys again, and we look forward to following your progress here.
Thank you.
All right, it's the Cowser family again. We run into them at Commodity Classic 2014. I'm Leah Guffey.